Thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 16th of September. There are warnings of gales in Forties, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, Fitzroy, Sole, Shannon and Rockall. The general synopsis at midnight, low mid-Atlantic 997 expected 200 miles west of Rockall 976 by midnight tonight. Low 40s, 988, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours, Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south at Cirra. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. 40s, west or northwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty, northwest 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, cyclonic, becoming west 6 to gale 8. Showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames. West 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Dover, packing southwest 4 to 6, then occasionally 7 later in Plymouth. Showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4 in south, otherwise westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy, northerly 4 to 6 in southeast, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 or 5 in northwest. Mainly fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole. Westerly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West, backing south or southwest, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. West, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Showers, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. North or northwest, 4 to 6, veering east or southeast, 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northwesterly, veering northerly or northeasterly, 5 to 7. Showers, good, occasionally poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest, 4. 12 miles, 1,006 rising. Stornoway, west by north, 3, 19 miles, 1,004 rising slowly. Lerwick, west-northwest, 5, recent rain, 13 miles, 994 rising slowly. Lucas, west by south, 3, recent rain, 35 miles, 1,003 rising. Bridlington, west-southwest, 4, 1,003 rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 8, 5 miles, 1,012. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 7, 5 miles, 1,016. Jersey, west by north, 5, recent precipitation, 11 miles, 1,020, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest, 6, 5 miles, 1,018. Scilly Automatic, west by north, 4, recent precipitation, 6 miles, 1,020, now falling. Valentia, west, 3, 8 miles, 1,017, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west, 4, recent rain, 16 miles, 1,009, rising. Malin Head, west-northwest, 5, 8 miles, 1,009, rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday the 16th of September. The general situation, an area of low pressure situated in the North Sea, will move northeastwards into Scandinavia, allowing a brief ridge of high pressure to move across the British Isles during Tuesday. Another area of low pressure and associated fronts will then move in from the Atlantic throughout Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest, 5 to 7, veering north 3 to 5 later, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 near Rattray Head at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers becoming mainly fair later, good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or northwest, backing south later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers becoming mainly fair, then occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 6 or 7, veering west 4 to 6, then backing south 3 to 5 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 or 5 later, then backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers then mainly fair, occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west backing southwest later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers then mainly fair, occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 to 5, then increasing 6 or 7 later. Showers, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 to 5, then increasing 6 or 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West 5 to 7, backing southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West 5 to 7, backing southwest 3 to 5, then backing southeast 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man, west 5 or 6, backing southwest 3 to 5, then backing southeast 6 or 7 later. Occasional rain or showers, mainly good, becoming moderate or poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, west 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeasterly 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeasterly 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then east or southeast, 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Finally, Shetland Isles, northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in far southwest. Showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's Prayer for the Day with the Reverend Catherine D'Souza.
Good morning. September signals a change of season as we move from summer into autumn. The days grow cooler and the evenings darker. Yet this year, nature seemed to change faster than expected. In July, I was surprised to see ripened blackberries already hanging on the bushes, ready for picking. By August, leaves had already begun to turn and fall. Experts at the University of Worcester have described this as a false autumn. After the unusually hot and dry summer, plants and trees began showing signs of stress, shedding their leaves not as a mark of seasonal change, but as a desperate response for survival. The Met Office even described it as nature's bid to survive. Life can sometimes feel like that. We may believe we're in a season of warmth and ease, only to suddenly find ourselves facing unexpected hardship. Loss, disappointment, or pain can catch us by surprise, leaving us reeling, much like trees dropping their leaves out of season. Jesus prepared his followers for this reality. In John 16:33, he says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Trouble will come, but it does not have the final word. Christ's victory assures us that even when the seasons of life shift without warning, we're not left without hope. His presence steadies us, his peace comforts us, and his power enables us to keep going. So, when difficulties strip away what feels safe or familiar, let's cling to the one who has already overcome. Lord, thank you that when hardships catch us by surprise, your presence is constant. Help us to take heart, to trust in your victory, and to walk with courage through every season. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Reverend Catherine D'Souza. Now at 6:15, Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. As President Trump arrives for his state visit, dairy producers are concerned our industry could be put at risk if future trade negotiations open the UK dairy market up to US imports.
They are quite frankly overt about their approach and ambition to seeking new customers overseas. I see no reason why Britain won't be seized as a prize marketplace.
We'll have more on that a little later. First, all week we're exploring the state of rural services across the UK, from transport and housing to postal services and today, health. A report published this summer by Rural England, a not-for-profit research body, showed that 35% of rural hospitals closed in the last 15 years. In America,